Looking for clarity and confidence when it comes to decision-making for your business? You've come to the right place. You're now listening to the Atomic Business Coaching Podcast.
Welcome, everyone. Today, Tom and I are going to be talking about something that is near and dear to our hearts called the Power Hour. Right, Tom?
I love the Power Hour, man. It's so much fun.
Why do you love it?
Why do I love it? Because it really is a set time that we can take and, you know, do everything that we need to do for the business to generate new leads and to really improve our sales.
Cool. So what we're going to do today in the Power Hour is we're going to go through four sections with you. First is going to be, why is this important? Second is going to be, what do you actually need to do this thing? Third is how you do it. That would be helpful, right? If you knew how to actually do this. And last but not least is what to expect if you actually go through and do this. But to give you a brief on what to expect is, the goal of a Power Hour is to spend time focused on three key areas that are required for any business to have success. Those three areas are number one, branding, number two, marketing, and number three, relationship building. So let's go into the next section, Tom, and talk about why this is important. So the number one reason why we believe Power Hour is so important is most new business owners are having a difficult time focusing on those three areas. Again, your branding, your marketing, and relationship building. Okay. You have so much to do, and many of you may also currently be working a 9-to-5 job. So you have your job, you have your business building, you hopefully are giving some time to yourselves and your family. So it becomes very difficult to say, all right, I'm going to put attention to branding. I'm going to put attention to marketing. I'm going to put attention to relationship building. But these three areas are so critical to your success. And what I have found in my 24 years of advising people is that many times someone will have these peaks and valleys to their success. And what I mean by this is they spend kind of a month branding. Okay. And let me define branding for you. Branding is telling people who you are and what you do. So don't overcomplicate this section. It's who you are and what you do. So I'm Adam and I'm a business coach. I just branded. Okay. It's simple as that. If I sold ice cream cones, I could say, my name's Joe and I sell ice cream cones. It does not need to be more complicated on that, but you have to tell people who you are and what you do. You can certainly refine this and make this more appealing and allow it to be more intriguing so people want to listen to everything else. But if you do nothing, nothing will happen. Okay. So you have these peaks and valleys because people will spend about a month telling people who they are and what they do. And then as they do that, they get opportunities to do marketing. And marketing is very simple as well. Marketing is just asking someone for an opportunity to pitch them on your product or your service. Okay. So then they go up and they start branding, and then they go up again and they start marketing, and people are giving them these opportunities, right? They're giving them the opportunities to pitch them. And then after they do that, okay, they have opportunities to build relationships. Okay. They're going through this process. Now, there's also sales inside of the Power Hour, but hopefully your marketing opportunities will give you the sales opportunities. After sales comes the relationship building. Relationship building is more so not with your clients, but with your strategic partners, with your network, with your referral partners, with people you can help them with their getting their clients, constantly building up this relationship with someone that either you can help or they can help you. Hopefully it's reciprocal. So the last stage is you're building up these relationships. And then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, there's nothing in my pipeline. And that's because you didn't tell anybody who you are and what you do.
Right.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, let me start that up. And okay, I'll go and now I'll ask for opportunities, marketing. And then, okay, I'll build my relationships. And it's like, you go through this cycle of you go up, 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 pipeline's empty, start back on the bottom, up, 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 pipeline's empty, start back on the bottom. The intention and the purpose and why the Power Hour is so important is because if we do this consistently on a daily basis, okay, then you'll never have a peak and valley. You'll always be replenishing and growing and growing and going up and having more. And that is the goal of this. So Tom, do you have anything you want to add to why this is important?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head there. The two big things, just to reiterate, is when you are struggling to sell services or to bring in new customers or to bring in new clients, it's one of those routines that you can go back to get back on track. This is something that you have to realize is a regular part of your running your business. This is a necessity to running your business. And that's why it's so important. So when you are struggling, you have a way to recover. It's also very important because of what one of the big outcomes is building the relationships with referral partners and with strategic partners, because you want to make sure that you are not living in a silo all by yourself, but you want to have other people thinking about you and talking about you. But it's also just good business when you're building a business to build a productive relationships with a lot of people. And they will be the first person that you think of if you nurtured that relationship correctly.
Right. Great. So now let's move on to the next section where we'll talk about what do you need? So in the what do you need category, it's very, very important. And what I mean, because we're going to tell you in the third one how to do it. Right. But what you need is probably the most important part of this. And the reason it's the most important is because if you don't have what you need and you want to start branding and marketing and relationship building, instead of actually doing that thing, you'll start to figure out, who am I going to do this for? Mm-hmm. And what we find many people do is they spend that precious time that they've allocated towards branding or marketing or relationship building to searching, who am I going to do this with? So the number one thing that you're going to need to come to any of this task, or if you're in one of our other communities where we do this together on a weekly basis, but if you're doing it on your own, you're going to need to come with a list. Who am I actually going to brand to? Right? It can't be aimless. That is not something that's good. Would you agree, Tom?
Yeah, you need to set the intention with who you're going to be speaking to. It has to be very targeted. It has to be related to who your ideal client is. And if you have the intention set, you're going to be that much more productive and getting everything that you want as a result.
And that's really the key word, is we want you to be the most productive possible in that time frame that you've allocated for your branding or your marketing or your relationship building. So when we talk about productivity, Tom, why don't you talk about optimizing and tell people why that's so important to you?
Well, you know, optimizing is what really builds efficiency in an organization. And this process of doing this every day, you should do a power hour, right? If you do a power every single day, then you can optimize your lead generation, your sales, and even your production overall. And when you're producing, the key is to produce and get the most done in the shortest amount of time. And that comes through proper optimization and a proper process and structure to what you're doing. So when you're bringing these people to your table, literally, when you are going through your list and making sure that you are targeting the right person, you have optimized the people you are reaching out to. You have been very intentional, and your return on the time that you're spending is going to be well spent, but you'll be increasing the number of opportunities to get new sales, new clients, and be able to produce for them. You know, it's really important to have a mindset of intentionality. And we only can set that when we know what our priorities are. So in addition to knowing who you're going to sell to, one of the other ways to optimize this process is to know exactly where, or sorry, to know exactly what it is that you are selling or what your focus is and the priority is in that moment. So if you don't know what your priority is, you can't effectively sell. So if you want to sell one product, use the ice cream cone, for example, you want to sell the rounded cone versus the pointed cone, you need to know that's the priority for you at that moment. And that's what you have to introduce to the people that you're branding and marketing to so that you can sell the product and get new business.
Great. And that is a perfect way to look at this, is when you are going to get what you need, which is basically a list of people that you're going to brand, market, or a relationship build with, you should look at the intention of what is the outcome, because at the end of the day, it's all leading to sales. You're not doing this just to be a nice guy. You're doing this to be part of the sales funnel. That's what all of this is for. We're here to generate revenue as business owners, not just have nice conversations. Now, we want our revenue generating activities to be nice conversations, but that's not the intention. The intention is to generate revenue. So if you are selling that pointed ice cream, as Tom said, and you have a whole list of people who want the rounded ice cream cone, that's not a good use of your time. So before you get into the power hour, you need to establish a list, okay? A list of the people that you're going to communicate with. And that's what this is really going to be about in the next section, is who and how are you going to communicate with? How are you going to communicate with them, and who are you going to communicate to? As you can see, we record this live and there's almost no editing.
Yep.
So the hard work comes before, which is saying, all right, who are these people that I'm going to brand to and market to and relationship build with? Okay. Now, I want to preface this with, don't think you need a new list every single time. In most industries, you need about 18 touch points over the course of 1 year to get something through. Now, some industries, it's one and done. Others, it may be 50 contact points. Okay, but if you've branded to someone once, it doesn't mean you can't brand to them again. Most people are really dumb, including myself and Tom, and we forget things, right? We forget, who are you? What do you do again? Or maybe we remember who you are, but we don't remember what you do. Maybe we remember what you do, but not who you are. So there's no concern for you to do that again. And one of the ways that I've done this in the past is saying, hey, I might have told you this before. Stop me if I have, and then I'll go into my whole whatever I'm talking about. So I want you to feel comfortable that you can go after that same list over and over and over again. You'll know you're pretty smart. You wouldn't be here listening and watching this and taking action if you weren't smart. So you'll know when there's a point of diminishing returns and like, I can move to the next section. Mm-hmm. Like if you've branded, now you can market, or if you've marketed, now, you know, you'll go into your sales and then you can start relationship building. So you'll know where you're at that point. All right. So in the next section, we're going to talk about how do you do this? Okay. All right. So now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. So you know who you need to do this for, hopefully, or you have an idea of how you would go out and find those people. Right. So how do you actually implement the power hour? The power hour is broken down, okay, when you're doing it on your own, into 3 20-minute segments. But even on your own, I would highly recommend, as we do in our groups, is 3 15-minute segments. And what this means is you are going to take 15 minutes to spend on first branding. Then you're going to take 15 minutes to spend on your marketing and 15 minutes to spend on your relationship building. After 15 minutes, you're going to take a 5-minute break. Okay. And this 5-minute break should be a time to calm down and shift your mindset into the next task that you're going to do. Now, some people may be thinking, well, can I just do my branding for an hour straight? And I would welcome you to, if you have the time to do that, do an hour, okay, of your branding. But that means you also should do an hour of your marketing and an hour of your relationship building. We are about consistency, okay? Mm-hmm. Not about the volume of one area and neglecting the other areas. We want you to do, at a bare minimum, these three things every day. And I'll go the opposite route. If you don't have an hour to do this, I would rather you do each of them for 5 minutes than not do them at all. So consistency is how you accomplish this. This is part of how you actually do this. Now, I'm going to break down how you do each little piece. But before I do that, Tom, why don't you talk about the mindset that you need to be consistent with something?
Yeah, this means you have to really be resilient, because if you don't have resilience, meaning you don't know how to get past and adapt over the obstacles, because you're going to run into obstacles while you're doing this. You're going to have people that aren't available to talk right now. You're going to have people that you're going to pick up the phone and they're just going to hang up on you. It's going to happen. Even if you know them, talk to them in the past, it will happen. So you're going to run into a lot of different obstacles. You may feel a little bit, if you're doing instant messaging or DMing somebody and that's how you're going to do your marketing and you're going to go on LinkedIn and do that. The key is that you have to have some scripting, some things, some conversation starters that you want to have so that you don't get caught up in the rejection. And you can't let no let you get to become upset. You want to embrace the power of no, because I want you to think of no as not yet. And no as actual a victory, because, you know, like we talk about all the time, batting averages in baseball, you have to fail 70% of the time to still make the Hall of Fame. And that's what we want you to do. And that's what this exercise is about, is about being able to adapt to when somebody tells you no, being able to when you fail in a situation, if you don't get that response. And the key is to keep going and not let those obstacles deter you from what your focus is. This is something that you need to practice every single day, 15 minutes in each of the three areas, and you will see a huge transformation in your business. But when you are resilient and you have that mindset to just keep going at it, you will become very good at it, number one. And number two, it will become very easy. And you will see over time, you will cover much more territory in the same time period because you have adapted to the right way and you are more focused in what you're doing and you will become better at this.
Excellent. Thanks, Tom. So now let's get to the three areas, how you actually do them. Okay. So now you have your list. You know who you're going to communicate in front of. Okay. Now, you can do this in multiple ways. Okay. Let's talk about branding first. It's telling people who you are and what you do. So you could spend 15 minutes recording one video that you're going to then put on social media. That's one way. You could spend 15 minutes sitting in the DMs of LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or any other platform of choice that you like, just communicating with people, telling them, hey, my name's Adam. I'm with Atomic Business Coaching and I coach purple collar professionals. I'm curious if you're one. That's branding, okay? It's as simple as that. There's no ulterior motive. There's no additional expectation than just telling them who you are and what you do. It doesn't need to flow into now I'm going to market and now I'm going to sell and now I'm going to, you know, start building this relationship. It's just simply telling them who you are and what you do. Another methodology is you can write a beautiful email and send that out to your entire list. You can use your CRM and send it to everybody, or you can go one by one by one and personalize them. One of the ways that I like to do this is I like to use voice notes or video messages, and I personalize them to somebody. And I've been doing it on LinkedIn a lot. By the way, follow me over there. It's under Adam Thomas Atomic. It just comes up as Adam Thomas, but it seems my URL is Adam Thomas Atomic. When I do this over there, I'll meet somebody or they'll comment on one of my posts and I'll just reach out to them directly with a video and say, hey, Mike, thanks so much for the awesome comment. Just want to let you know, my name's Adam Thomas. I'm one of the coaches here at Atomic Business Coaching. And what I really do is I work with purple collar professionals to help them gain a harmony in their life and work less and earn more money. Now, as you can see, I stumbled over that a few different times just doing that here, but that's genuine. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you're telling people who you are and what you do, it doesn't need to be perfection. It just needs to be done. And that's right. The key to this. I would rather you spend more time doing it horribly than spend all your time trying to perfect it. Okay. Right. You will get better when you do this consistently over and over again. And that's the idea. We all suck when we start. Mm-hmm. We're all really, really bad when we do anything for the first time. Okay. Now here's the lucky part is if you own a business or you're starting a business, you have told other people who you are and what you do, but there is no perfected framework to put this in. There are plenty of ones that I can give you to say, hey, do this, 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 but I would rather you just speak from your heart and your soul and your mind and say, this is who I am and this is what I do. You will find over time what's natural to you or what works for the particular person that you're marketing or branding towards. You will adapt and find that. So that's with branding. With marketing and relationship building, the methodology is the same, meaning the platform, the way that you're actually going to do this is the same. Now, I left one key area out. You could pick up the phone. Okay. I'll show my age. I'm 45 years old and I still like to pick up the phone and talk to people. I know many of you who are watching this will just hit decline if I call you and you'll text message me. But what I want is a real human connection. And I personally feel that the best human connection you can get is on the phone, which then gives you to what you really want, which is the in-person meeting, whether that's Zoom or it's sitting down face to face. Okay. And that's what we're going to be talking about with marketing. The goal of marketing is asking for an appointment to pitch your product or your service. You're asking them, hey, now you know who I am and what I do. Okay. On a separate occasion, now I would like an opportunity to tell you what I actually am doing and how it can help you to see if you would like to do that with me. Can I have that opportunity to tell you my story, to tell you the problems I solve, to tell you the solutions I have? It does not need to be, again, a perfected, scripted response to this. It just needs to get done. And it could be very simply just saying, hey, here's my link. I'd love an opportunity to tell you a little bit more about what I'm doing. That is marketing. Okay. It doesn't mean need to be, hey, I'd like to sell you my services. And if you click this link, you're going to be in a meeting where I'm going to sell you my stuff. No, it doesn't need to be that. It's an opportunity to pitch to them. Now, you want them to be well aware that's what this is for. And I've had too many people come to me saying they want to build a relationship, and what they actually wanted was a marketing appointment. Mm-hmm. I get very disappointed when someone says, hey, I'd love an opportunity to network and learn more about you. And the moment I get in there, they just want to tell me all about them and how they solve my problem, how I should do business with them and everything else. Well, that's not what I agreed to here. So make sure when you're marketing, you're very clear about the intention with that person. You're telling them, I'd like an opportunity to tell you about what I do to see if it's a good fit for us. Okay. You can worry about relationship building next. Okay. And there is no particular order these need to go in. I happen to like doing branding, then marketing, and then relationship building. But you could start with relationship building and then go to marketing. Okay. You can skip branding altogether. You just can't skip it every day. But there may be a situation you're in where you go right to the marketing right away. Okay. And it just may be the right point. So I don't want you to feel you have to go through this cadence with every single opportunity.
You know,
go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. So one of the things I just want to point out is this is not something that needs to be overthought. This just needs to be action and action after action. It's just a conversation. You're just initiating a conversation. You're just asking a question. Don't overthink it, because so many people get caught up in it. And the more genuine you are, the better the results are going to be. Like doing the voice messaging. The voice recording is extremely effective. It is awesome to hear somebody else's voice. And it really starts to build that relationship right from the get-go when you can hear that person's voice. So don't overthink it. If it's easier for you to just talk and leave a message for someone, then do that. If it's easier for you to type something out, then type something out. But the key is to do something that is comfortable for you so you don't have to overthink it. Because that is one of the places that we see most people get stuck, is in the thinking about doing it. And then it's all thinking and no action. And that's not the proper way to do branding or marketing.
And the last piece of how do you do this is relationship building. Now, I want to be very clear on this so you don't screw it up, okay? When you are relationship building, it's not about you. It's about them. You need to come at relationship building with a service mindset. You are there to learn about them, to see if you can help them, to congratulate them on something that's happening in their lives, to learn about something that was amazing, or learn about something they're struggling with. Okay. You're building a relationship. This is not the time to market. This is not the time to brand. This is not a time to sell. You are there to make that person say, wow, I want to continue speaking with you more regularly, on a regular basis, ongoing. You're not there to close anything. You're there to build something. Okay. Most of the other things are to close, to come to a finality. This is about expansion. Okay. And you want to be genuine in your communication with this as well. Yeah. And when we're doing this, I'll reach out. I literally put it on my schedule. Do I have one in front of me? I put it on my schedule all the time. Do I have one on here for today? Let's see. I'm looking. Oh, I don't have one for today. Oh, I do at 10 a.m., but I didn't do it today.
I know. 10 a.m. I don't know if you could see that.
Yep. It says, it's good that you wrote it out.
Yes. It says call a friend at 10 a.m. Okay.
So at 10 a.m., I was relationship building. Relationship building doesn't just have to be for business, because when I call a friend, and I was supposed to call somebody because I missed their birthday the other day on the 17th. So I messaged them, but I want to speak to them as well to build my relationship with them. And in that process, I'm a business owner. I am never off. So at some point in that call, they're going to reciprocate and be like, mm-hmm. Oh, and how are you doing, Adam? And what's most likely going to happen is I'm going to talk about my children. I'm going to talk about my most recent vacation, and I'm going to talk about my business. And inside of that relationship building, that person will most likely give you an opportunity to brand or market It's really incredible. Or they'll give you the opportunity to build more relationships with the people that they know. And this is a key. Come at this for them first. If that person truly wants to build a relationship with you, they will reciprocate with that type of question. And how are you? And what's going on in your life? And how can I help you? Mm-hmm. Okay. But you must initiate from a service mindset. So you can do that in many different ways too. It could be a phone call. It could be an email. It could be a DM. You may use all 15 minutes on one person, and that's okay too, as long as you're consistently doing it every single day. All right, Tom. In the next section, we're going to talk about what to expect.
Okay.
All right. So we're not doing this for no expectations, right, Tom?
No, we expect to get something out of this. We expect results.
And what kind of results would you expect from doing a power hour, Tom?
The results I would expect to make a certain number of contacts in that hour. I would send X amount of messages, and I will have called X amount of people to build a relationship, right? I think it's really important that you set some numbers, because you have to know your numbers here. This is where, if you're trying, the whole point of this is to make sales, right? And to make money and to do all of that, but through this process. And if you don't know what it takes, how many contacts to get to making one sale, it's going to be difficult and unproductive if you're not, again, intentional about what you expect from this process. So we know that sometimes it takes 18 contacts with that one person to get to a sale. And the same philosophy holds true here. You have to know exactly how many people you have to reach out to, how many messages you might have to send, so that you can achieve the result that you want, which would be eventually a sale of your product.
So what you're saying is you should have an expectation of what you're going to achieve in this through a metric. And we love that. Excuse me. We love that, is that you have this expectation. I'm going to do X amount of DMs, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do X amount of phone calls. Now, here's a key. Right before Tom and I started recording this, I was supposed to be on a meeting with Tom and somebody else, and they were not there. And I only gave them 10 minutes, which is a lot, to show up. And my expectation was that they're going to be there because I had another thing to do. And I knew I was going to need about a half an hour of time with this person that they requested my time.
Yep.
And what happened was I had an expectation, okay, that I can't start the meeting after 10 minutes because that's going to go over into the next requirement of mine. So you have to have boundaries on what time you're going to spend. And if you say, hey, I'm going to spend 15 minutes doing relationship building with two people, you know, you only have 7.5 minutes. So when you get to that 5-minute mark, you have to really be aware. I only have 2 minutes left. I have to wrap this up. And you can politely say, hey, it's been really great catching up with you. How about I give you a call next week and we catch up again? I just have to run and go do something, right? But if you have no expectation, you may spend that entire time on one phone call.
Yep.
So I like that expectation. One of the ones that I'm looking at is you are going to be building up a pipeline in all three of these areas. So you can expect to feel overwhelmed. It's not a good feeling for most people. But I am telling you, you will start to feel overwhelmed because you'll have so many people that you branded with and so many people that you marketed to, and your calendar will start filling up. And what your initial response will be is those peaks and those valleys. Okay. When you're going up on that peak, you start to feel good. I'm accomplishing it. Look, it's working. I have appointments on my list. This is wonderful. And you tend to rest on those laurels and not go back and do more of the same. But what will happen is you'll get all the way to the top and then you'll go down into the valley. And we do not want that for you. So prepare yourself for the expectation of feeling overwhelmed. If you have never done this consistently, it's going to feel crazy for you. So I want you to get in the mindset of the expectation is I'm going to have all this volume of not only doing the power hour, but then what the byproduct is of the power hour. And that's what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
When you brand to somebody and you tell them who you are and what you do, another question is going to come up. People are going to ask you more things, or they're going to ask you horrible things like, I don't want to deal with this. Why are you contacting me? And that's what Tom was saying about the no's and the rejection. So expect rejection and expect more questions. Okay. So you have to be prepared for that. And if you had a certain metric, you can always go back and do that later. And we do the power hour. Excuse me. Pardon. for 15 minutes, but that doesn't mean you can only spend 15 minutes. As you get better at this, you'll end up spending more time naturally, because if you said, hey, I'm going to do my branding for 15 minutes and I'm going to contact 5 people, well, one of them might get into a longer conversation. And if you have discipline, you'll make sure that you continue doing that branding with the other 4 people that you said you were going to do. And then if you ended up spending a half an hour, hopefully you'll be disciplined enough to say, well, now I'm going to spend at least my 15 minutes that I promised to my marketing, and at least my 15 minutes that I promised towards my relationship building. So I want you to understand that you're going to get more filled up doing these things. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that is what we all want. The thing that people get scared of is failure. And you'll get scared that I'm going to fail and I'm not going to get to the next section that I have to do. I'm going to fail and people are going to tell me no. So you're going to feel this fear as well going into it. And I want to make sure that you understand that's natural. I still, every single time I go to do one of these 3 sections, I have fear. And I told my son this once. He's 12 years old and he was preparing for a concert where he was highlighted and they did this. It wasn't called a solo, but it was like 3 people playing music together out of hundreds. And he was like, I said, how do you feel? And he's like, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a little scared of this. And I said, good, Tyler. The reason you're scared is because it matters. Right. If you didn't feel this fear going into these things, that means you're just going through the motion and it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So embrace that feeling, okay? And use it as fuel to move forward. Because as Tom, I'm sure, can tell you, as you move forward through these things, when you come out the other side and it's completed, you will feel so much better. So these are some of the things to expect. But the big one that we all want is revenue. And I am telling you, if you spend the 15 minutes on each section every single day, if you just try this for 1 week, you will make more money. I can guarantee you will get more opportunities. I can guarantee you will get better at doing this. And that's what we're striving for. You haven't done this in the past because you don't know what to do. We've laid out why it's important, what you need to actually do this, how to actually do this. Now it's up to you to go and do this. Now, if you're part of one of our other communities, especially Project 2740, and you can find us on school, SKOOL, at Project 2740, we have a community that this is one of our live sessions every week. We actually do this in an entire group, where you'll be there with many, many other people, and they put themselves on mute in our Zoom meeting and go do their branding activities. And those 5 minutes I told you to take in between, we celebrate our successes. We talk about some of the struggles. We try to find new opportunities for each other. And then we put ourselves on mute and go into marketing. We do the same and then go into the relationship building. So I wish you the best, and I hope you have success doing this on your own. If you need our help, you can reach out to us at atomicbusinesscoaching.com or visit us on one of our school communities. Thank you very much. And I am Adam. I work on the business.
I'm Tom. I work on the owner.
Together, we are Atomic Business Coaching.
And we're in the business of helping purple collar professionals.